same and fair, all the sight and the sound. Steer clear of me on the merry-go-round. I tried to do the water, but the children, they say, you look like something from the day of the dead.
Good evening. It's 6:32, Wednesday, 18th of December, 2014. This is Matty Munster from Dingley, Victoria, on 3CR tonight, presenting a new show, a new summer show called After School Sessions. Thanks to Inez and Michelle for giving me the opportunity. It's great to be here. And we kicked off the show tonight with Lord Rochester with the track Seasick from their 2010 LP Hey. And speaking of Lord Rochester, Scottish best sounding and best looking band, Big Russ and Saskia are here and they're going to join me for the whole hour tonight. Guys, how are you?
Yeah, good.
We're good. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks for coming on.
Mm-hmm.
How's the trip been so far?
It's been fun.
Thoroughly excited, thoroughly enjoying every minute of it.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And because you guys came down in 2022, how was that coming down for the first time? Was that the first time you played in Australia?
That was the first time we'd played, yes.
Yeah.
And
now that was great too.
And that was a good experience as well.
It's getting better and better.
Fantastic.
The more we do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The more you come down, more people come see you and all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like it. Mm-hmm.
And we're talking at the back. You said that you played in Sydney with one of my favourites, Dirtbag.
Yes, in fact, Bo, or Luke, or Bo, whatever he likes to call himself, he played drums with us and for us for our shows up in the Sydney area as well, which was good fun. He was great.
That was great, yeah, really, really good.
By the last show, he'd completely lost all the peas in his maracas.
So 2008, is that when Lord Rochester started?
You tell us. Yeah, yeah, probably around that time.
Was that your first 7-inch?
Did we do the single first or the CD first?
Around the same time, yeah.
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 We're not very good with dates, obviously.
Sure. Yes.
But yeah, it was quite a while ago now.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Were you surprised about how well known the Medway scene was down here?
Yes. I think everywhere we go, we're always surprised about how well known it is.
And you can have conversations with people as though you've known them for many years because they're just familiar with so much stuff that one is familiar with, one has been involved in. So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it you guys, you would have just, because you've both been playing music for a long time, did you guys meet to just crop at gigs and in the scene?
We actually met. I was asked to go and sing some vocals by the drummer of the Wildebeests for the Wildebeests, which is a band that Russ and Lenny and John are in. And so I went and recorded some vocals and met Russell.
Wow.
And yes.
Mm-hmm. Now you're playing two shows. You're playing tomorrow night at the Gem with the Great Plastic Section. Yeah. What time's kickoff then?
Ooh, 8:30?
8:30, yep.
I think, yes.
Quick, hurriedly getting the phones out.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing Plastic Section. We missed them the last time we were here, the gig, and so really looking forward to playing with them and seeing them live.
Oh, great band. Mm-hmm. On your Pip, Sue and Ben.
Yes.
And Saturday Night at the Townie with one of my favourites, the Breadmakers.
Yes, yeah. Of course. We can't not play with the Breadmakers, another great band from Melbourne, and that's at 8:30 on Saturday. Yes, Saturday.
And we mentioned Dirtbag played in Sydney. Who's going to be filling in on the drum kit for Melbourne?
Tim
Chillingham, who played with us last time, who was just great. It just kind of expanded stuff that we did. It all went quite wild, which is exactly what you want from a drummer, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah.
And Russ, you, of course, had that beautiful, I suppose, checkered jacket that you wore that I take you'll be wearing again.
Oh, yeah, yes. Managed to smuggle that in.
With the drummers, is it more a case of how good you drum or just whether you can fit in the jacket?
Bit of both.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in tonight. I really appreciate it. Let's keep the tracks going. We're going to play I Tried to Send You a Monkey by UPS, which is it's a courier company, isn't it?
It is, yes. Which I didn't realise that UPS wasn't available in Australia. So it kind of falls flat in its face when you announce it. You know, I mean, in the UK or abroad, you say, oh, this, you know, sorry, in Europe. You say, oh, I tried to send a monkey by UPS, which is obviously a stupid thing to do, and people get it straight away. And there's lots of sort of like, what's he talking about? So I have to explain, which just makes it worse.
I work for my job is a mail and courier, so I got the reference. So.
All right, good. Yes. Speak to the experts.
Okay. you're on 3CR.
Well, I tried to send a monkey by the UPS. Monkey never made it, but they wouldn't confess. They got to pick him up, they left him all alone, and then he came in the corner of a car's school zone. Well, I tried to send a monkey by UPS. Monkey never made it, but they wouldn't confess. One day, he said he would arrive, and I took him off the radio and had to keep the boy alive. Well, the monkey wasn't listening, cause he took the witch's tea, and he broke it down the weapon that you would have.
Welcome back to 3CR on this Wednesday night. It's Matty Munster here presenting After School Sessions here. After School Session. And Big Russ and Saskia from Lord Rochester joined me for the whole hour. In that bracket of three, we kicked off with I tried to send a monkey up UPS from the record Hey from 2010. After that, we heard 2020 Vision from the 2016 EP The Shetland Session. I love the Tintin style cover. Who did that?
It's great.
That's Ernesto Ronchel. He's Spanish. Plays in a band called the Del Shapiros, who are fantastic, by the way.
And we're talking off air that you play that track New Year's Eve.
2019 into 2020, the COVID year.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's all our fault.
Yes. Oh, come on. And after that, we heard Lady Luck from the 2021 record, the Austrian Session. Am I saying that right?
Asturian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the meaning behind that name?
Asturias is a region of Spain.
Okay.
In the north of Spain, and there's a studio there.
Circo Perotti.
Circo Perotti, yes. And it's run by a guy called Jorge, who plays in Dr. Explosion, a Spanish garage rock band.
Oh, great. And we're talking off air, Russ, those three tracks, the vocals vary from track to track. Is there any sort of a technique you use for those, I guess, some of the more older sounding tracks, you know?
No, it everything varies. I mean, as I was saying on Lady Luck, we did that. That's completely live. We're feeding the echo back into the studio through the monitors and just getting this sort of swirling echo thing going on, which was just great fun. If we'd recorded another take, it would have sounded different. So that's the great thing about doing that. It's just that's what we had and that's what we kept, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, Russ, you play drums, but in Lord Rochester, you play guitar. Saskia, you play bass, but you actually both play bass and guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was any with this band any particular reason why you chose the respective instruments?
Well, you've always played bass, haven't you, really?
Yeah, I've played bass more. I've really just picked up the guitar again recently. And when I say recently, that's 10 years or something. But to me, 10 years is recent. Because I used to play it along in the 90s. And then I gave up and played bass. And that's...
Yeah. I mean,
so I kept playing bass.
I'd rather play bass because it's...
Well, you can't.
Because it's the best instrument to play.
Really?
But I get sidelined onto the guitar. Every band I play in now, they sideline me onto the guitar.
You're going to have to play it rubbish then in order to be handed the bass back.
More rubbish.
Oh, come on. Saskia, congratulations. Your book, Girlsville, went through its third pressing recently.
Yes. Yeah. Quite exciting. Yeah. It just keeps selling. So... very happy with that.
You've been happy with the response that book's received?
Yeah, very happy. Kind of from all around the world, people contacting me saying how much they've enjoyed it. Yeah, so it's good.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned at the start of the book that one of the reasons why you wrote the book was because some of the other Medway books actually didn't talk about the Delmonas or the Head Cutties, which I thought, I'm like, oh, really? But then I actually read one of them and they barely get a mention, which I was actually pretty shocked and actually... pissed off at.
I mean, that's as was I, which was the whole point of me writing the book. I mean, I read two or three books about the scene, and yeah, it was like a page at the most in mention of the Delmonas and the Equities, and I just thought, that's there's a whole story there that needs to be told.
Also, as regards selling records and being really popular, I think the Equities kind of were more popular than most of the other bands who've been mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very popular band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Russ, you of course played in the Delmonas. What was your take on, I guess, what the other people said? Did you, were you in agreement, or would you have maybe a different perspective to what other people said?
On, I don't know really. I mean, the Delmonas was a very formative and influential thing for everybody involved. We didn't really know what we were doing, and particularly the second album. I think that was probably the most fun that any of us ever had, because it was just really straightforward and let's do this, let's, you know, there was no artifice, it was just trying stuff out, and it's all there on the record. I mean, I even did the sleeve, me, you know, that's like highly unusual for me to do anything visually creative, so yeah. I think it's one of those things that it was never as big as like the Equities or anything like that, but I think it was very influential on the people involved. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And everyone was happy to cooperate in the writing of the book.
Yep, more than happy. And I had offers by other people to be involved in the book, but I chose to limit it to the predominantly the women involved in those bands.
100%, because it's their story. Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll play a double shot of the Delmonas and the Equities. We'll start with the Delmonas with Her About Him. This is After School Session on 3CR.
I little Johnny man. What you got in your hand? Step a dance in line. Hang your head and cry.
I said hi, hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
I said hi, hi, hi.
Hi, hi, hi.
I said whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I said my, my, my.
My, my, my.
I said my, my, my. A little Johnny fool. You're still in school. Johnny Jack, won't you give it right back? Don't take what's mine, spend your time denying.
Welcome back to the CR here on Wednesday night. It is an after-school session. Matty Munster here with Big Rust and Saskia from Lord Rochester joining us for the whole hour. In that bracket of two, we heard the Dalmonas with Heard About Him, second track of the 1989 LP Do the Uncle Willie, and after that, the Head Coatees, Johnny Jack, the 1995 Damaged Goods release, which was a 7-inch with the Head Coats. Now, Russ, we're going to play a track from your past, and we talked about Medway. This was really ground zero, the Pop Rivettes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine what was going to happen? I guess the whole scene exploded. Obviously, you couldn't imagine, but what were your memories of that time?
It was very like ramshackle, sort of just trying to get stuff together. I mean, we ended up, this is absolutely true, rehearsing once in the middle of a field and then once on an army base. And this was during the Troubles, like with the IRA and all that sort of stuff. We managed to smuggle us and all our gear into a room on this army base and rehearse really loudly and then sneak back out again without them noticing, which, yeah, sorry, so that doesn't really describe the scene, but it's all true.
Were you a bunch of teenage boys?
We were, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we didn't realise that there were lots of young kids sort of like listening to what we were doing. We were doing what everybody else was doing in Newcastle and Coventry and Glasgow and Edinburgh. Everybody was doing the same thing, just trying to get their own thing going. But I think the fortune that we had was to make our own record and pay for it and release it, you know, just do all the labelling and stamping, and that actually stood us in good stead because people could actually hear us.
And that was a big statement of calling the first LP Greatest Hits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're going to play a track from before we go, it's that Billy song, Billy Childish song, Christmas 1979. Was that about the Pop Rivettes or was that the Milkshakes?
79, that would be the Pop Rivettes, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with the song.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, bearing in mind I've known it for so long, I've heard so many Billy songs.
Bruce gets a shout in it.
All right, yeah.
And we're going to play Peel Session. So this is a track from Peel Session. So this was 1979. What did it mean getting on John Peel back then?
Well, it was just great. And, I mean, it was totally exciting. I mean, I'm into my recording and sound and stuff like that. So going up and going to Maida Vale and you're walking past these massive studios. Like the studio number one is like a barn. That's where they record all the orchestras and stuff like that. So it was totally exciting. And, of course, the drummer left 2 days before. So we had to get this other guy, Pat, who was good, but it wasn't the same. But,
sure.
Yeah.
What did that mean getting on Peel in terms of the aftermath? Like, did you sell more records? Did you play bigger venues after that?
It was more for your, it did more for your ego than anything. because there was, I think, the most happiest I've been for many years was listening to that coming out of a car transistor radio as we were driving home from doing some recording. It was played, and it was like that just sounded so great, you know, coming out of your car speakers on AM radio.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We're going to play the track to Empty Sounds. You're in an after-school session on 3CR.
I'm gonna
Welcome back to 3CR. It is after school session here on a Wednesday night. Big Russ and Saskia from Lord Rochester join me for the whole hour. In that bracket of two, we kicked off with the Pop Revettes, Empty Sounds from the 1979 John Peel session recorded on January 29th. And after that, we heard another one of Russ's bands from the past, the Len Bright Combo, the golden hour of Harry Secombe from, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, the Len Bright Combo present the Len Bright Combo by the Len Bright Combo.
Absolutely spot on.
Who was Len? Len Bright
didn't exist. It was just.
I thought so. I couldn't Google it. Yeah.
I think Eric wanted to get away from the Reckless Eric thing and just be in a band, and we were. It was just a good band. Everybody brought something to the table. They were all Eric songs, but we just kind of mashed them up into what we ended up with, I suppose. Yeah.
Did you sort of want to get away from the whole wide world thing?
Yeah. I mean, we never played. If we did play any of his older stuff, we'd play Semaphore Signals just to be contrary because it's the B side.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Saskia, we're going to play Blast from the Past from you now. We're going to play a band called Sally Skull. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a track from 1995. Was this the first band you were in?
No, it was actually the second band I was
go
in.
Go and tell him,
First band I was in was in Glasgow and with my flatmates and a friend, and we called ourselves FUD. And FUD is a Glasgow word for female genitalia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like same spelling as Elmer FUD?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sally Skull still going?
No. Sally Skull finished towards the end of the 90s. I was then in another band with Claire, who was in Sally Skull, called The Nettles in the late 2010s. Until Claire passed away a few years ago.
And I saw there's a new documentary since yesterday, The Untold Story of Scotland Girl Bands, which you're interviewed in.
Yes, that's right. And there's features quite a few Sally Skull numbers in there. In a wee segment about 90s girl bands in Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Which other bands from that era would you recommend to the listener?
Lungleg. Lungleg, yes. And Pink Cross.
Good names.
Yeah. And Hello Skinny.
We're going to hear the track Bride of Frankenstein, after school session here on 3CR.
Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, and what is that? charms all the ladies with his tales of espionage. Working cloak and dagger, he keeps a steely facade.
Welcome back to After School Session here on 3CR. It is 7:13. This is Maddie Munster here, along with Big Russ and Saskia from Lord of Rochester joining me for the night. And we're playing tracks from their very fast and fantastic careers. And we just heard a double sort of Saskia there. We heard Sally Skull, Bride of Frankenstein off the Trinity. Is it my son on that track? Trinity Tracks EP.
Tantivy Tracks
EP from 1995. And after that, we heard The Girl Fridays, Double Crossing, Double Agent. Now, they've been around since 2019, but you're the new girl in the band?
Yeah, the first guitarist left to go back to Canada, and so they needed someone to take over guitar duty, and they accepted me, and so I had to relearn guitar again, which was great. It was good to pick up the guitar again. Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, you're busy with Lord Rochester, so I guess if someone was to approach you and say, join our band, what would it take for you to come on board?
So you mean to join the band?
Join the band, yeah, because obviously you're busy with the projects you got.
Yeah. Well, the fact that it was all female helped, and being in a garage rock all-female band, I'm happy to play.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to play a track from The Milkshakes, and this is from the album After School Session, where I stole the name from. It's That Girl of Mine, 1983 release. What are your memories of that period, Russ, or this album, if any particular memories?
This, we did a lot of recording, and I think this is the last time we used a studio for backing tracks. And after that, we used to record all the stuff ourselves, just straight down onto a two-track valve recorder, and then stick the vocals and solos on afterwards. Or we'd just do it live if it was an instrumental. But this was probably the... Is it the peak? I don't know. This is because this was done on a proper record label, and they pushed it quite a lot. And there was a single, and it was all going reasonably well. So, yeah, that's probably the most pro we ever got. It's a good sleeve too.
You talked about the Pop Rivets and how, you know, that was very DIY. Basically, you guys did everything. So, what was that like having a label backing?
To be honest. Rubbish answer, but I wasn't really involved in that. I was definitely involved in the recording, but all the sort of interface between us, I couldn't even remember what the record label was called now. I'm not a big fan of record labels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like doing stuff. And even if I've got hundreds of them under the bed, I've still done them.
But when you say record labels, you're talking big record labels. Bigger. You're not talking...
Not talking folk records.
Folk records or spin out or you know, people who are doing it for the love of it.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a whole different thing. Yes. Yeah.
Lord Rochester, do you guys do that yourselves?
We've done some ourselves and some on labels. We did Saturno in...
Saturno Records, the Spanish label, and folk
and
records.
Pretty, but all of the recording we do ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah. Fair play. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the milkshakes. You're on 3CR.
Girl of mine.
Welcome back to After School Session here on 3CR, and apologies for that breakdown in communication on air. My phone that I'm playing the music on just decided to stop working, but we're back in business now, so apologies for everyone listening in radio land. And now my laptop started playing again, so I'll turn that off. In the bracket of two, we heard The Milkshakes, That Girl of Mine from the LP After School Session, the name of the show, 1983 release. And we heard The Nettles, Get Off the Road from the 2020 release. And Saskia, I've got to say that that record actually arrived on my desk. We had the last COVID lockdown in Melbourne, and as soon as I got home, I was lucky enough to have that arriving for me.
Oh, okay. Great.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to play Big Russ and Big Russ Watkins and Lightning Holding. Now, of course, you have Lord Rochester, but I guess what's the difference between this and Lord Rochester?
Musically different, I guess, and it kind of started out as... Oh, is it going to play?
Yeah.
Should we keep talking? Oh. Yep. Keep talking.
Okay. It started as a duo during lockdown.
Yep.
And we just played music together at home, and then we took those songs that we'd written during lockdown and went down to Hastings to record with Lois and Mole, mm-hmm. Down at Northdown Sound Studio, and Lois Tozer from the M-Books stepped in on drums, and yeah.
And we can hear the track Cure?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're on 3CR. Welcome back to 3CR After School Session here, and we heard the track Cure from the 2009 7-inch, but I introduced it as Big Russ Watkins and Lightning Holding, but apparently you've reduced the name you told me off there.
Yeah, because it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? So we're just calling it Big Lightning now, just easier for everyone, including us.
Well, thanks for coming in, guys. I really appreciate it. We tried to do a bit of a career perspective, but I really feel like we only just touched the surface. There's so much more we could have played tonight. So now another hour would be nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
We do a weekly show.
Thanks for having us, Matt. Yeah, it's lovely. Really good.
Right, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Now, my friend Kevin's listening. Can you guys possibly settle a little debate for us? What's the best Back from the Grave compilation?
Oof.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
I know. Yeah,
You have put us on the spot.
You put us on the spot. You have to ask us something else. Sorry, Kevin.
Okay. And, you said you're playing two shows in Melbourne. You're playing tomorrow night at the Gem with the Plastic Section, Saturday night at the Town Hall Hotel in North Melbourne with the Breadmakers, and you'll have 7 inches for sale, Australian sessions.
We'll have lots of Australian sessions. That's about it. I've got a couple of books. One of them's earmarked already, so there will be one other book available for if anyone wants them. They'll be at the show as well. Mm-hmm.
And what does 2025 hold for you guys?
Two new albums. One Lord Rochester one and a Big Lightning and album. Mm-hmm.
Germany and, fingers crossed, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You ever played there before?
No.
Yeah.
Just decided to do something different?
Yeah.
Yeah, good on you.
Why not?
When you play in the UK, do you just play on the weekends or do you sort of leave the house for a couple of weeks at a time?
We hardly ever play in the UK, to be honest. We prefer leaving the UK.
In April, we're doing a Scottish invasion of London and...
We're away for a couple of weeks.
But it's with the Thanes and the head henchmen ourselves. So it's all three bands from Scotland playing most of the places we can find in the UK that will have us.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, guys, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you very much indeed.
It's a pleasure. And I said, Lord Rochester tomorrow night at the Gem with Plastic Section, and Saturday night at the Town Hall Hotel with the Breadmakers. This has been Matty Munster. Once again, thanks to Russ and Sasky for coming on. I'll be back Christmas Eve, I think, to do another episode of After School Special, playing some weird stuff, a bit of stand-up, more garage, more punk. I'll try to get some stand-up in as well. We did Christmas Special 2 weeks ago, so I'm not sure if we're going to play, but we'll see what happens.
Excellent.
But once again, thanks for coming in. Thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to everyone for listening on demand. After School Sessions, you're here on 3CR.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.